Hello, Wildcats. It is your boy, Kev, a.k.a. the Dirty Dog, and I'm just here to let you know that The Brothers Commonplace is a comedy and crime podcast. So even though we do cover many serious cases and true events, we do like to throw in some dark humor, some satire, some inappropriate jokes, and all that fun stuff. So if you're easily offended and you're not a fan of mixing comedy and crime, then this is not the podcast for you. And also, I just want to say our boy, Stipe, you fought well, brother. We love you. And you're always going to be one of the goats to us. Yeah. Alrighty. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Be good. Stay safe. Laugh at the dark stuff. Hashtag wild man. Shout out to our fucking awesome Uncle John. We love you, brother. And yeah, let's have a good time. Deshaun Watson, why are you taking that towel off, buddy?
All right, fellas, like we practiced.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Come on down. Come on down. Hanging with the brothers tonight, yeah. Come on down to the Brothers Commonplace tonight.
Alrighty, welcome everyone to the Brothers Commonplace, a comedy and crime podcast where we cover monsters, murders, mysteries, and more. And before we get into today's episode, I want y'all to meet my favorite Gilderoy Lockhart boys.
Oh, fuck yeah, we are. What's going on, guys? This is Tim. And I think we're going to be telling some stories on this podcast, so I wanted to start off by telling one from my opening. This one time, me and Kev were teenagers, and, dude, we went to this party. We just got fucking hammered.
Yeah.
And we're like, dude, we got to go back to your house, man. And we walk in the door, dude. The Kempster just fucking knows, dude. He's just pissed. And I remember Kev just fucking looking at him. He's like, man, he's like, fuck, my dad's mad. And he says, shit, dad, please don't kick my ass. I know I've seen you trash at least one time.
Fuck yeah, dude. Blink, right? Going to the old school Blink?
Yeah, it's just fucking dick lips.
Fuck yeah, oh, dude. God. I like that.
I heard that one day. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to make that my opening.
And then my dad also said this when we walked in the door. I'm like, dad, don't be so hard on yourself, dude.
It's true.
Fuck yeah. What up, everyone? This is Spence. Currently out of federal prison again, thanks to our own Kev Dog. He sprung me out.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
It was really good of him to bake me that cake with a file in it. Although, by file, I meant like a metal file, not a flash drive with a copy of Pitch Perfect 2. But it worked anyway.
After I escaped,
we call that the Green Mile.
Oh my God, yes.
Dude, hell yeah.
So you left the prison, like, you know, they tie blankets together and climb down the window. You just shot rope and climbed down that, huh?
That's right.
Dude, I wish I could shoot ropes, man.
You know, maybe when we... I'll tell you about it.
Are you shooting ropes, Toof? Don't.
There's a method.
Dude, I
should have told you when we did the podcast last time, but there's a method. I just can't say it on the air.
Dude, I'm not even joking. I really drank like a gallon and a half of water one day. Like, just being like, this is going to make me shoot ropes. It had to. And I swear to God, it was like... just like a little breeze came out, and that was like about it. I'm like, what the fuck was the point of drinking water then? Because drink that shit any other time.
Did you have any pictures of Mr. Spalding up?
No. Wait, who's Mr. Spalding?
What the hell's his name? Mr. Balding? The guy
Mr.
from
Belding?
Mr. Belding?
There we go.
Mr. Spalding.
He just makes basketballs.
Yeah, dude. That's his name when he became the gym teacher.
Oh yeah, Mr. Spalding.
I think this one's been used before, but I don't know, whatever. Hey everyone, this is two for in my MMA career when I lost all my fights to CM Punk and he had sex with my wife, Cuck Liddell.
No, I don't think that's been used.
No, dude, that was fucking good too.
Dude, I like how you lost to CM Punk.
Dude, that's the funniest.
Yeah, because I had to make up the most unbelievable thing.
Yeah.
Dude, it always reminds me of John Mulaney's joke or stand-up where he talks about, like, once you airball the first free throw, all you try to do is just hit anything.
Just hit some shit, yeah.
That was really CM Punk's second fight
because just not losing immediately, he is so excited that entire fight. Even though he's losing, he's just fucking giving him high fives just because he's happy he didn't immediately fucking tap out.
Dude, it's so good.
Dude, on the wrestling boards, they seriously eat him alive, and they always post this one clip of him, like, hugging one of the guys afterwards. He's like, don't let anyone discredit you, man. Don't let them ever try and bring you down. It's like, you're a fucking loser, dude. Get off of me.
You started MMA at, like, 40 years old. What did you think was going to happen, dude?
Dude, honestly, I think we're the only ones that would lose to him in MMA.
Yeah, dude. I would get my ass beat, dude.
Yeah. Like, we're probably the only ones he could beat.
I couldn't beat up Long Duck Dong, dude. Like, he would whip my ass. But then again, I'm not going to fight myself. So,
honestly, if we could put Andrew in, like, some anabolic time chamber and, like, just pump him full ICP lyrics and just let him out like a caged animal, I think we got something.
Yeah, that's true. Sure. And it is
Andrew just breaks out yelling piggy pie.
Fuck yeah.
And it is your boy Kev, aka the Dirty Dog. And you know, I'm getting older, so I'm always getting my prostate checked. And I guess you could say that I've had so many fingers up my ass, you can go ahead and call me Deshaun Watson.
Fuck yeah,
dude.
It had to happen.
Dude, listening, like, I read through, like, all the things that were filed against him, dude.
Yeah, there's so many.
There's a chance he might be a virgin. His game is so fucking bad. Like, to be a millionaire, a star athlete, a starting quarterback, and to have game that is that fucking bad, it's like, it's embarrassing, dude. Like, besides the fact that he's, like, sexually harassing and sexually assaulting and all this other shit, but where the girl's like, I'm a lesbian. Hey, just pretend I'm a girl. Dude, what the fuck?
That's not how that works. Dude, he really needs to learn game from Mel Hall, honestly.
What a fucking loser, dude. I know. At least Mel Hall could get kids to fuck him.
Dude, yeah. Like, it was kids, but fuck, yeah, game.
Where are you at?
But dude, even like other players nicknamed him to other women and called him Big D, too. Like,
dude, it's fuck.
He had so much going for him.
Like grabbing their hand, trying to put their fingers up his ass.
Dude, so
my
good.
Favorite is where he's like, he has the towel on. They said he would just move an angle on purpose so that the tip of his dick would poke out.
Fuck yeah. Like, how's that not game, dude? That's mad game.
And dude, when they wouldn't do anything, and when he left, he's like, yeah, I'm only paying you half.
Hey, hashtag wild man.
That's right.
Oh, shit, man. So I guess today we got a Fiverr story we're going to do. And I want to apologize. I know we haven't had any cases in a while. I've been pretty busy. I haven't had time to do a lot of research into writing. I do have the next one picked out, though. So maybe next week we'll get that. In the meantime, I did make this song. It is like a minute long if you want to hear it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's really not funny. I don't know what the point, but Tim will probably like it. I don't know if anyone else will, but here we go.
Troll off.
Can I get one of those beers?
Yeah.
Kevin's daddy was drinking a 40, driving home from his job. A fucking deer came running out in front of his Ranger pickup. Well, my daddy, he swerved to the right. He hit that fucker head on. Said we got to move him away, and that won't be any fun. And then the deer jumped off the windshield, jumped off the front hood, and kicked my dad in the face. That's really it.
Fuck yeah.
Oh my god.
I love it.
That's a classic, man.
Yeah, dude, it writes itself.
It really does.
Are you throwing it up on YouTube?
No, dude.
Throw it up on YouTube, then sue them for copyright infringement.
Yeah, dude.
Tim McGraw, exactly. Dude.
Yeah, this came out first.
That's good. Dude, too, if there's someone in the background.
Oh. Yeah, also, when I put that CJ thing up, it passed the copyright thing.
Fuck yeah.
The salt and pepper part passed.
It's because of CJ.
Yeah, dude. They're not going to fuck with him.
It's just because it's such a short clip, I think, but still. I saw it didn't do it for any of my other YouTube videos, and it saw, copyright checking, and I was like, oh, my God, salt and pepper, dude.
Yeah.
Then it passed, and I was like, yes.
Yeah, dude. So
maybe they're all dead.
I think one of them is dead, right?
Hey, fingers crossed.
Oh, Toof. Come on, man. I'm just kidding. So we're going to do a Fiverr story today. I figure we could probably talk about Deshaun Watson for the remaining 40 minutes.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Dude, Chris D'Elia is so fucking lucky because we're probably never going to joke about him ever again now that Deshaun Watson, dude. Now that we got all this shit.
Dude, we do have so much.
Dude, he's so fucking bad, dude. Just keep trying to put their hands on his dick and stuff.
Dude, it's bad that I hope it's all true. Like that sounds bad, but like it's funny as fuck.
Dude, it's like he was like he would like meet these girls on Instagram and be like, "Yeah, I need to get like a massage and stuff." And the girl's like, "Yeah, I'm not even a massage therapist." Like, you know, he's like, "Oh, it's all right."
After hearing these stories, I don't know which I'd rather be more, Deshaun Watson or the girls. It's the girls.
No, I mean, obviously, we're just joking. This is super fucked up. But, dude, what a fucking loser.
Yeah, because he has all that money. Like, just fucking use that.
Imagine being...
Dude, what if he covered his tracks and also hired guy masseuses and did it to them, too?
That'd be awesome.
Can you put your fingers in my ass? And the guy's like, yeah, sure.
Dude, if one of them was me, I'd be like, yeah, I mean, give me some money, I'll do it.
One of the guys is like, I guess I'll put a finger in your ass. I mean, I'm not going to be happy about it, but I'll do it if that's what you want. And then Deshaun Watson, he's been fucking, he's been turned down, 22 times? And finally he gets it to work.
I think I got my swagger back. Oh, yeah.
That's when they said, and when he goes, whoa, that's when they put the finger in his ass.
Like,
That's my ass.
He doesn't have to give me their phone number, but if he would give me the phone and we could prank call a celebrity from his contacts, I would do that to him then.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You got J.J. Watt's phone number? Yeah. All right, spread them.
Spread them.
Let's go right in. Dude,
imagine being in a coma for like the last year and a half, and you were like the biggest Houston Texans fan.
Fuck.
And then you just came out of it. Man, I can't wait to see how the team is.
Fuck yes.
After you read all the trades, you're like, hey, at least we got Harden.
Yeah, dude. Who did the Rockets?
Hey, Deshaun Watson got Harden.
The Rockets traded Oladipo, right?
Yeah. Got Kelly Olynyk, didn't they?
Yeah. Did they trade for the Magic?
No, did the Heat?
No, the Heat. Yeah, the Florida team.
I don't know if you read the details of some of the Watson stuff, but did he no hands fucking Ejack? And some of them said like he kept trying to like aim his dick at her and then just ejaculated.
Must have watched Workaholics, man.
Like, I think he was, if he did that, then they should throw all the cases out. Like, if he's able to do that.
Yeah, hashtag wild, man.
Now you're a mile! A mile, 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 now you're a mile!
Dude, that came in so fucking loud, sorry.
Dude, no hands ejac is seriously such a magnificent thing that I've only seen trannies do.
Dude, Toof, come on.
Speculation.
Why do we gotta say trannies, Toof?
I don't know. That's what's called the next videos, the tranny page.
Oh, is that not an offensive term? I actually don't know.
No, I'm not sure.
I mean, growing up, I just want to apologize right now. Because, I mean, we all grew up playing Smear the Queer.
Oh, yeah.
But,
so we met Andrew.
Do you remember hermaphrodites? Like when everyone used to call them half-half hermaphrodites? You guys remember that? That's fucked up. So,
and then the Egyptian one, Haphrodites.
Oh god, man. All right. Dude, did you see what the Houston Police Department came out with today?
I don't think so.
I thought they said there was no evidence or something like
that. Yeah, there's no evidence against Deshaun Watson that's been submitted because it's all just word of the women so far. So well, there's no real evidence.
So we don't believe them.
What a bunch of losers, dude. We don't have any real evidence.
I was like, what? And then someone kind of explained it. I guess you want to take it through civil court first so it's like public record. Because once they submit evidence to the police department, they can't get it back. I don't know how the hell that really works. Like, the police are like, yeah, thanks for giving this to us. You're never getting that back, you fucking chump. Deshaun Watson's our boy.
Yeah.
Which, I'm not going to lie, if we were all Cleveland police and someone's like, yeah, we saw the, we got this Baker Cheesecake Factory video, I'd be like, yeah, let me see evidence. Yeah.
I'll
bring it in
the
police department.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
I
fucking delete it, dude.
I swear to God, if Baker was really doing that, I would put on a wig and go behind the Cheesecake Factory and suck his dick. I probably would.
With your beard and mustache still.
Dude, fuck, if it got us just... You know what? I'm pretty happy with our record, but if it got us one more win, I'd do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I like the jokes about how Ben Roethlisberger's finally off the hook now. Like that they finally...
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I
mean, he only had one.
Dude, so much. So there's a picture or a video of Claypool, I guess, getting in a fight outside a bar. I don't really... I think it was a bunch of other people fighting, and then I think he was just kind of in it. I don't even know if he did anything. But there's an arrow pointing to him that says Claypool, and people are making jokes that they show the women's bathroom in the background, and there's another arrow pointing to it, and it just says Roethlisberger.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, so do we want to... Anything else, or do you guys want to go into the story now? Then we can come back later, depending on how much time we have, and talk about Deshaun Watson again.
Let's do it.
I need to give a shout out to Ashlyn, who signed up on Brothers Common Place this past week.
Fuck yeah.
Or since the last time we recorded, anyway. Yeah, Ashlyn got on a couple weeks ago, and she's been active on there, so thanks for joining up there. Remember, everyone, if you sign up on Brothers Common Place and make a post where you tag me with @Spence, you can request pretty much any sound clip you want, and I will play it on the podcast like I'm about to do for Ashlyn right now. She wanted a clip from the song, The Animal Song by Savage Garden.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah. The only bad thing about that clip is now every time we play it, whoever's near me is going to be having sex with me. I just know that.
That's true, yeah.
And right now it's Dog.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So it ain't his first time.
Dude, I love that. Ashlyn, she was when we got the new Bigfoot t-shirt where he's in the Jeep jumping that shit.
I'm wearing it.
Before I told anyone about it, but that we had it posted, I sent one to her. So she was the first one to own one of those shirts.
Very nice.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Before we move on to the Fiverr story, can we just... I don't think we're ever going to talk about this again, so I want to stay on it just for a second.
Yeah.
It's the no hands ejac thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're a listener, you can do this. I just want to say I'm so fucking proud of you because you have to be one of the most mentally strong people ever.
That's impossible, like, dude. How is it possible? Even...
I think...
I mean,
when
I
I'm
have...
on the X Videos page and I see those videos... I think they have like a vibrator in their ass, so it's kind of like cheating in a way.
Yeah.
It's like punching someone with a roll of quarters, you know? Like, hey, your fist might have hit me,
oh,
but
the David
there was
Flair.
A little something extra. Oh, yeah.
Dude, one time I don't, like, I'm pretty sure like most guys, you always wake up with boners. Oh. And I don't remember I don't remember the dream at all, but one time I woke up and I was just straight like dry humping the shit out of my bed. And I woke up like all confused, like what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I must have been dreaming about the McRib.
I guarantee the only listener who really enjoyed this past section was Oxnard.
Perv. Did you like that? Did you like that? I got nothing to play. I didn't know what I was going to... This is what I don't know. I don't have anything.
You like that?
Oh, shit.
Damn, Toof. There's someone you're working with, dude. What
she
if,
left.
She's what leaving. If she ran out? She's like, there's shots fired. There's shots fired.
But she's
insurrection.
Naked.
Well, if she's the one yelling that, then I guess I missed.
Oh,
got her.
Shit, dude. Yeah. Let's see. April, May, got... 2.5 months and fucking the real Juggalo, killer Juggalo is fucking out of prison, guys.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. He's gonna be our first live guest on this podcast. We might as well have him on. Yeah, so...
at least one of us would be getting laid.
Dude, no. Dude, the only time I've talked to him in the last 10 years was at my dad's funeral.
Yeah.
And he called. He's like, hey, what's up, brother? I'm like, dude, come like, on, man. I'm kind of going through shit right now, dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I get out in a couple months. I was like, cool, dude. He's like, yeah, I got a CD player now. I'm like, awesome, man.
Fuck
I was like,
yeah, dude.
He's like, what are you listening to? He's like, ICP. I was like, of course. Fucking course you are, dude.
You know him and Andrew are going to hang out, dude.
And dude, yeah, all three of us, dude. The fucking Triforce.
That's fucking great.
All right. Do we want to do this story now, fellas?
Let's do it. Pull it all up. Right,
oh, yeah.
Fellas.
My microphone was off. Was it,
it was off?
Is it the dot? No, no, for this. Is it the .otd or just the story edited one?
.odt.
Okay.
Overdose Tim.
Overdose Tim.
And then...
How does your format show up?
What do you mean?
It looks janky as fuck.
It's do the one before it.
Oh, it has the okay, colors. Yeah, this one looks normal. It's got okay, the colors. Yeah, okay, this one works.
We'll let Spence explain it, what's going to happen, and... lead us in.
Well, Timmy's parts are in red, Kevin's are in green, Toof's are in yellow, and everything else is me.
Ooh, fun.
Is there two words that are colored like different colors for each like three letters in the word?
Down on the second page?
Yeah.
I haven't looked that far.
That's, okay, I don't know if you're supposed to read it like one at a time.
That's a spot where Tim and Kev are supposed to read it together. Say it together.
Okay. Yes, can't wait. I have not looked that far, so.
All right. So actually it starts off with Tim reading. It's called Horror Story Non-Understandable.
Okay, yeah. I was gonna ask if that was what it was called or not.
I believe that is the title.
Fuck, I'm excited. Okay, let's do this.
Once upon a time, there was a castle in a dark, vast forest known by its legends, Paul Bunyan's family.
Okay, real quick. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's not Paul Bunyan's not the legend. It's his fucking family. Who else is in his fucking family?
I don't know.
All right. It's
ox.
It was popular about them that whenever a member of the family dies, the wolves from all across the forest used to gather at the doorstep of the castle and start howling all that night long.
I don't want to listen anymore, brother. Just stop,
said Kevin.
What happened? It's an interesting story,
said Tim.
Oh, really? It is ridiculous. Nothing happens like that in real. Come on, let's sleep. Otherwise, we will be late tomorrow for school,
said
Dude,
Kevin.
If it wasn't for the school thing and it was football, this sounds like Deshaun Watson already.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I read the first line like I was scared. I didn't know. Because it sounds like I was fucking scared. Then the next time I'm like, dude, this is fucking bullshit, Tim. The story's bullshit.
Let's go to bed.
Tim doesn't respond and sleeps.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Next day morning, while having breakfast, the doorbell rings. It was the Officer Egg Salad, a police officer, Mother Spence.
Wait. What?
Yep.
No.
I'm the mother.
Okay, oh, Mother
I'm
Spence.
I'm the mother of the story.
Where did you get a woman out of that?
Mother Spence says, hey, good morning, officer. How may I help you?
Yes, madam. I want to know about the last night incident. Happened.
Officer replied. No, what happened? Mother asked curiously.
It's just Spence. A man was passing outside your house. Nobody knows what happened to him. Behaving like he is a mental. Started hurting others. Throwing stones onto them.
Officer Egg Salad told Mother Spence.
Oh, my God.
Kevin broke the ice. Said improperly.
It means, sir, that he was having some mental issues. Simple. Why are you just making it so hard?
Both the Mother Spence and Tim were looking at Kevin's face. Before Mother Spence scolds Kevin, Officer just said.
Yeah. We know it can be possible that he was mentally ill.
No, you read that wrong.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we know it can't be possible that he was mentally ill.
No.
But he... Wait, what?
You're making it make sense. He was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we know it can be possible that he was mentally ill. Jesus. It's like those things when you read the letters and they make sense to you, but they're all jumbled up.
Yeah.
But he died just after 2 minutes of behaving like Anonymous.
What? It's 4chan! Who is this 4chan?
We took off his white mask that...
Yeah.
His medical report...
His medical report cleared the doubt that he was not having any mental issues. However, if you may come to... No, related to this, just inform us. Goodbye.
Oh, fuck yeah. fuck yeah.
And officer egg salad left.
I wish it said right there as he slammed the door as hard as he fucking could.
Yeah. Tim said...
Isn't that strange, mother?
She said, well, I don't understand. It's a story alike your father told me once when he was alive. Tim and Kevin asked,
which story?
Which story?
Mother Spence said, it was the incident when he purchased this house almost 2 years ago. Mm. Kevin had no interest. He does not believe in these kinds of fictitious things. He did not show any interest and just said,
we are getting late, brother. Between the story, our school bus is here. Come on.
Mother Spence said, I will tell you the story any other time. It is not important and does not make sense. Tim said,
I really want to hear it later.
And they left. Apparently, Mother Spence was showing fine, but she was fearful from inside in reality. Gradually, the day passed. Tim, tiredly, fully forgot about asking Mother Spence's incomplete story and fell asleep. In the middle of the night, he heard that his mother was yelling his brother's name out. Kevin was not there in the bed.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I was in Mother Spence's bed, I hope. Dude, I know we're in the middle of the story. I have no fucking idea what's going on. Has anything happened?
I didn't know we were brothers.
Well, Officer Egg Salad visited.
Yeah, that was nice.
Kevin was not there in the bed. Tim sees and gets tensed and runs to his mother downstairs. As he reaches down, Mother Spence pulled Tim inside her room abruptly, telling that she heard the same voice. Be silent! Someone enters the room all of a sudden. That was Kevin. Tim asked,
did you hear the screaming voice?
But Kevin was quietly gazing the both and fell down. After a few minutes, they searched out in the house. Main door was closed. Kevin was now okay.
What?
Angrily, Tim asked Mother Spence,
what is the reason behind all this?
Mother Spence began telling, your father's name was Toof.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin replied,
we know this.
Mother Spence, but his real name was Andrew.
What?
I think I got my swagger back.
Oh,
man.
Dude, we finally know.
Dude, what? No.
The truth.
Vince Russo finally swerved him.
Oh, fuck yeah. We know the truth about the Toof.
He was a kind man, but when he purchased this house, he behaved unusual and weird. I thought I misunderstood. My perception got cleared up at one night when he was found dead outside the house.
Okay. I can see clearly now.
On this day,
I see clearly.
Hell yeah.
Then I came to know by an old man that he was involved in some false and nasty spiritual things. Your father, as Andrew, had fight with one soul during his wrong practice for what he lost his life.
He's 0-for-1 in fights.
And, yeah, I guess.
That one was a fucking big L.
Yeah.
He was playing Dark Souls.
His tooth was playing Dark Souls as we started the podcast.
Yeah.
Mother Sped started weeping. There was a deep silence. Suddenly, the electricity power goes off. It was darkness everywhere. In few seconds, lights brightened back, but Kevin disappeared.
Okay.
Mother and Tim were looked for him, but could not have found him. Again, someone entered the room. It was Kevin, but now he was not having his feet.
What?
Yes. I got rid of them.
Yeah.
I traded them for this watch.
I'm not having these feet anymore.
Yeah.
He was soaked and wrapped in blood.
What?
Apparently deadly bad. Tim and Mother Spence screamed, and unconsciously the both ran out of the house.
What? We just went to bed and then ran out?
Standing in the street, what they saw? Spontaneously, the house got into fire and destroyed.
Mm. What the fuck happened?
Good.
Since then, whoever passes through that place, he heard just one sound, which may be the voice of dead Kevin screaming,
I am alive!
What the fuck?
Dude, was that it?
The end.
Fuck yeah.
What happened?
Holy shit.
Dude, it was called non-understandable.
Yeah.
Oh. So in a weird way, it made perfect sense.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What the fuck is any of this about?
I don't know.
None of this made any sense to me.
I got nothing.
Well, here, let me clear it up for you. If this story was into a movie adaptation of it, it would be called Footloose. There we go.
I don't want them anymore.
just fucking didn't have feet.
Take them.
I just love that Toof is Andrew.
Yeah, like, your father's name was Toof. Kevin replied, even though I guess I was okay then. But I went, we know this. Well, his real name's Andrew, so.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Oh, fuck my feet.
Oh, my feet.
I guess Kevin also got haunted and just tortured this family.
Fuck yeah.
Damn, dude. Mother I'm Spence. Sorry, guys.
That's all good.
Like, your feet and toes help you balance so much. So if he just had nubs, like, push him over. Like,
nugget.
What the fuck? What's there to be scared of?
I don't know. Man.
I think he was supposed to be floating, but they never mentioned it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's I'm just glad that Mother Spence and Tim were able to unconsciously run out of the house.
I mean, I was happy about that. Yeah. Usually I can't run when I'm sleeping.
No, no, dude.
Yeah, so I'm glad I was able to that night.
Right. Normally you got to walk, you know, you got to learn to crawl before you can walk. That's you got to walk before you can run. But unconsciously, Tim, you just went straight to running. So that was cool.
I mean, it'd be nice if I could teach that to Bill Cosby's victims.
Oh, primo, dude. What was the, remember we made a Bill Cosby joke in our last episode where it's like, they thought that he was, like, sexually assaulting these girls, but he wanted to be a pro wrestler, so he was drugging them and practicing submission moves on them.
Dude, we can't prove that didn't happen.
There's a chance. I know this sounds fucked up, but there is a chance.
Oh, yeah.
So
he probably put a few of them in the figure four.
Yeah. I mean, God, if you're real, you know, make that happen. I don't know. Make that be real.
Give
us a sign.
That
means if there is like infinite realities, then there is one reality where that's what he's doing.
Just figure four in them.
Tombstoning them.
Fuck yeah.
Is Jared Fogle still in jail?
He shouldn't be.
let's see.
Trump might have pardoned him.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I can't believe he didn't.
Yeah. That's
the first
one.
I wish it came down. He's like, well, there's only two people left in jail, and I have one pardon left. It's either going to be Tiger King or Jared Fogle. And Tiger King is fucking waiting, staring out the fucking barred window at his limo as he sees Jared Fogle get in it and ride away.
Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
Let's see. How long is he in jail for?
Isn't it weird that soon as Jared Fogle went to jail, Toys R Us went out of business? Coincidence? I think not.
So he is sentenced to 15 years and 8 months, a minimum of 13 years. He was
what? That's really it?
He was sentenced in 2015. That's it? It's only been 6 years? I didn't know that. I didn't know. Like, I knew he was he had child pornography. I didn't know he also pled guilty to traveling to pay for sex with minors.
Oh, I didn't know that either. I knew the child porn.
They said the worst part is that he paid with Canadian coins. So it's like he was ripping off these kids because they didn't know any better. They didn't know the fucking know the rate that the coins are going for.
They should have known because Canadian nickels have a beaver on them.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, he's like, here's a beaver since none of you guys got any yet. I'm just joking, dude. He sets the beaver coin on him when he fucks him. Makes them feel a little bit better if they have a little beaver. Okay, I'm sorry. That's dumb.
He drugs somebody, puts the beaver coins on their eyes.
Oh, God.
I heard they were most pissed because, like, he said he was going to bring them Subway, too, and he just brought them the tuna sub. So come on, at least bring them something good, man.
Dude. I wish after, after all this came out, it turns out that they were actually calling Jared Fogle Big Tuna the whole time. And then the office had to come up with a way to stop calling Jim Big Tuna.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, there's worse subs than the tuna, though.
I actually like the tuna. That was just a joke. Yeah. I couldn't think of a bad one.
Bullshit. Nobody likes the tuna.
Nobody likes
the tuna.
Hey, I'm in your face.
Dude. What's he say there, dude? How's that quote go? How's the fucking tuna quote?
He just says he likes the tuna here, and the guy says bullshit. Nobody likes the tuna here.
What is that from?
Fast and Furious.
Oh,
that's good, dude.
So I'm reading something about that story. It's this part. So after asking about Mother Spence's incomplete story and fell asleep.
Yeah, I did.
Tim woke up in the middle of the night, and that his mother was yelling his brother's name out. You know, Kevin wasn't in the room. Tim goes downstairs. As he reaches down, Mother Spence pulled Tim aside.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Abruptly.
Like, as he reaches downstairs?
I must have been.
So anyway, on to that.
Trying to cop a feel on that Mama Spence.
Be silent. Someone enters the room. It was Kevin. Did you hear the screaming voice? But Kevin was quietly gazing the both and fell down. He fucking fell down, man. And then after a couple minutes, Kevin was now okay.
Oh, yeah. It was fine.
10 out of 10.
Absolutely. This story brought to you by Bing Translator.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Sorry, I was trying to find that scene.
When you got this, was it written?
No, it was in English. It was in English.
Oh, damn it.
I'm just guessing. You can pay for like a real person to translate things. I'm wondering about having a story where they just do it in their language and then I pay a translator to translate it real.
You can hire the great Khalees.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Dude, translator will easily do it.
I don't know, man. He's going to be too busy winning the title at WrestleMania.
Dude, he might be too busy being at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Dude, Khali is in. He is in.
Yeah.
Dude, so many translator jokes between me, you, and JP.
Dude, the translator shows up and he's like, you know, you're lucky I came here for this because I've been getting so many Fiverr stories lately.
Dude, I'm just winning every title. Just a fucking translator.
All right, I found it, guys. Should be able to hear it.
I was going to say, at the rate AEW is doing it, they'll probably hire him soon.
Oh, I'm sure.
Huh. All right, hopefully you can hear this.
I love this part.
No! Try Fat Burger from now on. You get yourself a double cheese with fries for $2.95, faggot.
I like the tuna here.
Bullshit, faggot. Asshole. No one likes a tuna here.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I forgot that he called him a faggot.
Yeah. Dude, that's like a PG-13 movie, too.
Yeah, dude. Oh,
fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Why don't you try Fat Burger from now on? You can get yourself a cheese and fries for $2.95, faggot.
Yeah.
Dude, I forgot he called him a faggot, dude.
I don't remember that either.
Yeah. Huh.
It was a better time.
Bullshit, asshole. No one likes a tuna here. Oh, man.
Because the buster brought me back home.
Yeah. Hey, man, why'd you bring the buster? Hey, Toof, why'd you bring the buster back?
Because the buster kept me out of handcuffs.
The buster brought me back.
Dude, the first Fast and Furious is so good.
Dude.
Whenever I was working at the gym in Florida, whenever like one of us did something that wasn't cool or like just fucking around, be like, you know what, dude, you're Vince. You're fucking Vince, dude. That's who you are. Go take a lap. And you make him walk around the gym.
Is the beer that like he says, is it as long as it's a Corona?
Corona.
Fuck yeah, dude. Hey, man, that was, you know, telling the future.
You can have any beer that you want as long as it's Corona. You can have any disease that you want.
That's Magic Johnson's line.
Oh, my God, dude.
I think I watched the second one. Besides that, I haven't seen any of them. I hear, like, the later ones are good, but I never saw them.
I watched Tokyo Drift. That was, like, the only other one I saw.
You and wanted to see yourself in it?
Yeah.
You guys had to have seen Too Fast, Too Furious, right?
No.
No, well, that's the second one, yeah.
What?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
You know
I
who's
haven't.
In...
I've only seen number seven.
You know who's in Tokyo Drift, dude, and it fucking makes me laugh so goddamn hard?
No.
Please say it's Bobby Lee.
Brad from Home Improvement.
Fuck, nah.
Yeah.
Fuck,
dude.
Yeah. How's that guy alive?
I looked it up. This is from February 24th, 2021. I just typed in the dude's name. Home Improvement star Zachary Ty Bryan convicted on 2 counts in domestic violence.
Fuck yeah. Hashtag Wobbin.
Hell yeah.
Dude.
Now you're a man!
Just joking. Obviously joking. Actor, so this is Brad from Home Improvement. He pled guilty Tuesday to 2 Class A misdemeanor counts stemming from a domestic violence case.
Dude, what if we beat up JTT?
Yes, then we'd have to look at the calendar and see that it's April 1st, because there's no fucking way he's beating up JTT.
That's right.
What did he fucking do here? So he got menacing and assault in the fourth degree. 6 other charges related to an October incident: harassment, strangulation.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck, dude.
The big leagues.
He looks fucking gross now, dude.
I mean, he never really looked good.
No, but he looks fucking weird, dude. This is going to sound weird, but he looks like the ghost of like a dolphin.
Oh, fuck.
I know that sounds fucking weird, dude.
Pull it up.
But let me share my screen real quick.
I got to see this.
It's just, he's on the left. Doesn't he sort of look like a fucking like a dolphin a little bit? Like a ghost of one?
What about the fucking ghost next to him, too? Is that Melanie Griffin? the fuck is this shit? Dude. Oh, yeah.
If you give me like 5 minutes, I can open this up in Paint and try to x-ray through her dress.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You want to see those tits, dude.
You don't need to. My eye's already doing it.
Oh, I like how in that picture, Brad's the third best looking guy.
I know, dude. Fuck yeah.
Dude, what about him being the human camel and retaining as much water as possible?
I know, dude. His face looked like he just had like a pool inner tube and his head was just in the middle of it. Fucking weird. Or like he's permanently in like a sunflower costume, but the flower is just another fat guy. did you have another story, Spencer, or is that the one? I haven't bought any in a long time.
We read the other one the last time, right?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I think so.
I need to go buy some more. That was good shit. Yeah. I did have a clip that perfectly describes that... what's his name? Deshaun Watson,
dude.
Deshaun Watson. Would you say that he could be described this way?
He's a woman hating, maladjusted, loser, free heat.
Yeah. Hey, dude, just for fun, can you play the Biden? We're going to put you back in chains.
They're going to put you all back in chains.
Yeah, dude, so good. We'll
throw in a little...
They want you to take the rules!
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's good, dude. What's he up to,
man? You know
man?
What?
Savage? Ben Savage?
Yeah, I mean, Girl Sandwich? Meets World didn't really go anywhere, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, what's he up to, dude?
While you guys are looking, I need to ask this. I don't know what Corn Pop is, and I think it's about time I find out.
Corn Pop
was a bad dude.
That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know, dude.
I played the full clip on an episode.
I must not have, like, paid attention to it, I guess. Like, is he calling someone Corn Pop?
Dude, he's telling a story about how when he used to be a security guard at a local swimming pool, and he's just like surrounded by like black kids when he's telling the story. And he's talking about how like there used to be this gang leader there named Corn Pop. And
get the fuck out of here.
Can you hit that again, Spence?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
That's what he said. One. And he said Corn Pop had, like, all these gang, like, these little gang members. And he said, like, he went out there with a 6-foot chain and fought off Corn Pop and all his little gang members, dude.
And then he said to all the kids there,
they're going to put you all back in chains.
But, dude, he told this story. And, like, it's in the middle of him telling a story about how, like, the kids liked that he had hairy legs. And, like, they would, like, when he'd get out of the pool, they'd touch the hair on his legs. It's fucking weird.
Wow, what dude. The fuck, man?
Dude, I kind of love Biden a lot now.
He's just, like, dementia old guy, basically.
These fucking stories are all Corn Pop, dude. You know what? They're like, oh, man, he's slipping on the steps. Fuck off. No, he didn't. He saw the steps, and for a second, he thought they were Corn Pop, so he was giving him a fucking leg-dropping, flying knee in him, dude.
The fucking meme Stone Cold Stunner in him, dude, is so fucking funny. Yeah.
Dude, how fucking good is it when he gets to the top and he salutes?
Dude, I wish he would have just fallen.
Oh my god, dude.
He gets to the top and does a diving headbutt.
Oh god, dude. Yeah, there's some good fucking Biden stare pictures, dude. They're fucking great.
Do you find out Corn Pop was just Benoit?
Oh, dude. Corn Pop was a decent dad. Dude, man.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude, I hope Biden doesn't die in the next 4 years, dude.
Dude, it's happening.
Fuck, I really don't want him to.
He's probably going to die in the next 4 minutes.
Dude, stop it, Tim. Stop it, dude. It's like he's gotten the vaccine, and he still wears, like, 4 masks at once.
Yeah.
He ain't taking a fucking chance, dude.
Honestly, if he died, I don't want the vice president to become president. I want his son to become president.
There Hunter, dude? Fucking fuck yeah,
crack
dude.
Crack pipe and all, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. That'd be awesome.
Make meth great again.
you guys have seen all those, like, leaked pictures, right?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, every one of them, the crack pipe in the mouth, the fucking fucking all these girls and, like, them taking pictures of them, like, sucking his feet and sucking his dick, dude.
His
it's
back,
so fucking
his
good.
Back tattoo.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, you know. Oh, this shit's good, dude. It's a secret hidden fucking bunker, dude. That's the map. It's like they're pretty much saying, like, the girl from Waterworld is, like, pretty much Hunter Biden.
Fuck
like,
yeah.
You look at the fucking map, dude.
Instead of the whole world being fucking water, it's all meth.
It's all fucking. It's all.
He's like, you just.
It's all fucking airplane stairs.
Fuck yeah.
That's what the really shit that happens. Killed my daddy.
That's what really happens instead of the Langoliers. You just enter airplane stair world.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck,
instead of the meatballs eating people.
Yeah. Oh my god, dude. The fucking meatballs, dude.
Imagine Biden tried to go up the stairs at Hogwarts.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck, dude. That'd be the shit, dude.
Dude.
Oh,
God, man.
Dude, now I'm, like, imagining, like, Waterworld, but instead of water, it's made out of, like, people's fears and shit. And, like, the other one's, like, The Undertaker, and it's made out of cucumbers.
Dude, Biden is, like, for some reason, what house would he be in? I kind of want...
He'd be a Hufflepuff, dude.
I like Hufflepuff. I kind of wanted to be Gryffindor, because I feel like he'd be, like, kind of like a dickhead jock.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like a hero, but, like, he never gets in because he's always arguing with the fucking painting over the password.
The fucking fat lady.
Oh, dude, he puts her back in chains.
Oh, fuck yeah. He always says the password's Corn Pop.
It's Corn Pop. He was a bad dude. Every time something happens at Hogwarts, dude, they're like, he's back, dude. Voldemort? He's like, no, Corn Pop. He's fucking downstairs. Dude, all the paintings are hiding. And they're like, well, where'd they all go? They only hide when bad shit happens. It's just fucking Biden's trying to go up and down these steps, trying to find Corn Pop.
We're like, hey, Joe, what if they were going to replace you with your son? And he goes...
I'd kill my son.
Hey, not that one, the other one.
Toof. Toof. No.
Hey, I don't know what happened.
That was too far, dude.
I don't get it.
Well, yeah, maybe.
He has a bow, his son that died.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he had a son that died from I don't even know what.
Which is why he didn't run for president the year that Hillary did.
Did he die on that fishing trip?
Oh.
No, I think it was his big-ass forehead ate him to death. I don't know what it was.
It really, dude, it's just don't take the girl, my best friend, Bo.
Oh, shit, yeah, dude. Dude, speaking of Bo, you know the comedian Bo Burnham?
Yeah.
He's playing Larry Bird in something.
Why?
I don't know what.
Yeah,
because
I saw that, but I didn't click his picture.
He's like a 6'5" white dude. I don't know. That's all I really know.
I guess that's all you have to be Larry Bird.
Yeah, dude. Larry Bird's a shit. I don't know what Bo. Oh, Bo Biden had a brain tumor. Rest in peace, Bo Biden. I don't know anything about you. I hope you were a cool dude.
He must have let John McCain cough on him. That was really stupid.
No, dude, it was awesome. It was necessary. Hey, whatever happened to the fucking Huckabees, dude?
Yeah, that's a good question.
What happened to it? What's it? Is it Mike?
Dude.
They're probably doing this.
Now watch this drive.
Oh, yeah, dude. Mike Huckabees isn't dead, is he? He can't be.
I don't think so. Dude, Bo Burnham looks like fucking PewDiePie with a jaw.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude. Dude, you remember when PewDiePie dropped the N-bomb while playing, what was it? Might have been DayZ. No, not DayZ. PUBG, maybe? Hey,
that would be the game to drop it in.
I forget, but yeah, he dropped the N-bomb, dude. Dude, fucking Mike Huckabee plays bass at a church. There's a picture of him on Wikipedia playing bass at a fucking church. Hell yeah, dude.
What the hell? Is Mike Huckabee the guy that screamed all the states when he was running?
No, who was? We're gonna go to. Who was that? Who was that, dude?
Cocaine cowboy guy.
We're gonna go to Washington. We're gonna go to. Fuck, let's play that. That's good. I'm gonna pull it up right now. It was Howard Dean, dude. Ruined everything he ever had. Okay,
Pretty much, here we go. Yeah.
It was so fucking good.
If you had told us 1 year ago that we were gonna come in third in Iowa, we would have given anything for that. And you know something?
What? For third?
You know something? Not only are we going to New Hampshire, Tom Harkin, we're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. And we're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
What about Ohio, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Dude, you do better, man.
You missed the best part, too.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House. Yeah!
Dude, that was in 2004, and that really did. They took out the so long, Gay Bowser. They took that out of whatever the newest version is.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that in?
Mario 64, whenever you threw Bowser, he would yell, so long, Gay Bowser!
Oh, fuck, I didn't remember that.
I mean, they didn't really say that, but that's what it sounded like. So long, Gay Bowser! That's fucking good shit, dude.
Dude, without a doubt, I know Howard Dean is one of those guys with a strong enough will to no hands jack.
No, he can't, dude. There's no way.
Dude, yeah, as soon as he names that 50 estate, man, it just starts coming out.
He was waiting on Ohio.
I'm going to play this, see if it sounds like that again.
So long, Gay Bowser.
Hey, guys, John here with a quick news update.
No, it does.
Oh, dude, that's funny. So long, Gay Bowser.
That was on someone's channel, so.
What else possibly could that be?
Like, so long, Gay Bowser. That's pretty awesome.
Like some Japanese word. Like these Japanese words?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I think the Japanese word for gay is just the Brothers Commonplace, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. T-bro-C.
Well, it was actually, the Japanese word for gay used to be tooth, but the real name is Andrew.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
So glad we finally found out the truth.
Yeah. Well, boys, we got to kill about another 5 minutes.
Hmm.
Let's see.
There was something I was going to do. Probably not this time. I was going to do a bunch of like celebrities or famous voices or something.
Yeah.
And put them in a hat and we had to draw them. And the game was like whatever name you got, you had to do like an impression of them.
All right. That'd be fun.
Yeah. I'm really bad at impressions.
I just, what if this is just Toof? If this turns out just to be a fucking excuse for you to do Bobcat, I'm going to be upset.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to put Bobcat and Shrek in there, but if I don't get it, that means one of you guys got to do it.
Dude, Toof came over this a while back and was doing the Shrek voice and ballad, was so fucking excited. He sat there and just watched you the whole time. Then you were doing the, your lightsaber, give it to me. And then you he loved it, dude. Your lightsaber.
Dude, I would like, Spence, I'd take my fucking hood and put it way over my face so you can like barely just see the bottom of my mouth, and I would just talk as a Sith Lord.
Fuck yeah.
It was seriously so fucking good. Loved it for some reason.
We would give him something to hold on to just for when Toof would go, your lightsaber, give it to me. And then he would take whatever he was holding from him.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
Young Jedi Luke, I need your lightsaber. And then just take it from him and just give it to him right back. So he doesn't cry.
I think I have that video somewhere.
Fuck yeah.
I have the second part saved, not the first one, which kind of sucks.
That shit's
you
good.
You were the chosen one!
Fuck yeah.
Hey, Ballad, did you hear Deshaun's father, when he heard about what happened, he said, Deshaun, what, son? You did what, son?
Fuck yeah.
What a fucking loser, dude.
Yeah, hashtag wild man.
Hashtag wild man. But what a fucking loser.
This is so God, fucking, hey, it's so
I'm,
funny.
This makes me uncomfortable, and I'm a lesbian. Just pretend I'm a girl.
Yeah.
As he has his fucking whips his dick out from underneath the towel. Dude, like, all right. The allegations were like, he kept trying to get me to feel the inside of his ass cheeks. Like, so he kept putting my hands in, trying to put my hands in his anus.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. That's so funny.
God, what a fucking loser, dude.
He made me write liberal tweets, but he made me, instead of writing the clap emoji, he made me clap his ass cheeks with every word.
He called it liberal farts.
But I have a funny story, and I can't really say too much about it, but I have a friend who works as a masseuse. His wife works as a masseuse in a Western state.
Mm.
And she said one time she had to ask the athlete, hey, could you move that to the side, please?
We all know which athlete.
No, I literally can't say anything about it because she'd get in trouble just for even mentioning it.
I hope it was Outback Jesus. I hope he's got the biggest one.
It's
the one
you
team.
Would think it would be. Like, I'm thinking the same one, right, Toof?
I'll edit it out, Toof. Who was it?
It was.
Of course it was, dude. It's fucking huge. He dad-dicked the entire fucking, all of...
Dude, imagine, like, really massaging someone. You're like, hey, could you, move that thing to the side? Fuck. When they're massaging me, they're like, hey, I can't really see it. Is it hidden somewhere?
Dude, you
no,
know...
No, it's there. It's just behind the pubes.
One time I was playing basketball at the Y, and this is when I was in, like, 6th or 7th grade. And somebody said something to me that fucking iced me so hard that I still think about it, okay?
Oh, man.
We were just playing one-on-one, and keep in mind, I was in like 6th or 7th grade, and this dude was easily 2 or 3 years older than me.
Yeah.
He's fucking hitting shots, and then he like whispers to me, he's like, hey, is it cold in here?
Oh.
Now, that either meant, in my head, I'm like, either it's because I'm fucking missing shots, he can see my nipples, or my dick is really small, and he noticed.
Yeah.
It could have been any of those, and I still stay up. Wow. Like, it still keeps me up.
Fuck
dude.
Yeah, dude.
Holy shit.
Because it could be any of those, dude.
Any of the above.
It's funny you said iced.
Yeah.
Because recently I was thinking about icing you.
Oh, yeah, why don't you look under your chair? Is that a piss
Whoa,
jug?
It's just a prolapsed anus.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, fuck, how can I ice Kevin? And I was like, dude, I wish I can go back in time. And right when Ballad's being born, like, you know how, like, the girl's legs are up in the, the thing. And, like, they had the blanket separating the tummy from, like, the legs.
Yeah.
Well, like, it's a fake legs. Oh. And it's, like, fake legs and everything. They wheel Sarah away and you don't know. And like they're like, all right, Kevin, he's crowning, and you lean in, and I just stick the fucking Smirnoff out of the pussy.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Dude, I
drink
would,
it.
Like as soon as Ballad starts coming out, I would ice him.
Dude, what if he ice blocked you though?
Oh, there was just one up in there.
He's like, already got you, idiot.
He's like, one dude. Second. Pulls it out.
When you,
he pulls out a six when you pack. Cut-
Because you guys are all there. He iced all of you also.
Fuck yeah. Dude, you cut his umbilical cord and pour the ice in it.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. That'd be good, dude.
Yeah, we should have done that. Missed opportunity.
Missed opportunity, guys.
Come on.
All righty. Anything before we shut her down?
Just so you know, I do have an ice still up in my bedroom waiting for the day.
Dude, we're all remember? Way too old for that shit, dude. We would die.
Yeah, that one of those would fuck me up, dude.
Yeah,
just the
gross.
Sugar, the
so
headache.
Gross. Yeah.
I remember how we thought like them being warm would be worse, and that made
it's
it easier.
So much better, yeah.
The fucking ice cold ones hurt so bad to down.
Dude, Tooth's attic one wasn't even that hard to chug, and it was a fucking 40. But the cold one was so much harder.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I don't know. The one that Kevin had attached to his body for hours so fucking gross. Dude. It was literally like drinking lava.
I had a t-shirt and a Christmas vest over this thing.
Yeah, I remember.
But I used like the wrapping paper string, whatever that shit's called.
I'll say what, duct tape?
And I had it tied to my body, like my skin, so I couldn't sit down because my fucking... Like, I couldn't expand. My lungs couldn't fully expand. So, like, I do it. And I was, like, waiting for Tooth to ice me, and it took, like, 3 hours.
Fuck yeah. Dude, so good.
All right. Spence, you want to shut her down, brother?
All right, brothers. You know the drill. Social media. There's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. There was a subreddit. Check us out on there. Leave us feedback. Send us an email. brotherscommonplace@gmail.com. The website. TheBrothersCommonPlace.com, our own social media, BrothersCommon.place, where you can sign up and become part of the community and request your jingle shout out. Also, there's BrothersCommonPlace.threadless.com, where you can buy all of our swag, including our fucking sweet Bigfoot hoodies and shirts and shit.
Oh, yeah. Love them.
Leave us a review. Leave us a rating. And when you do that, take a screenshot and send it to us, and you'll get a shout out. Also, there's a Patreon with the levels $1, $5, $10. What you get for that is bonus episodes, one every week, as well as the Dirty Dog podcast, right? And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I was distracted. I just went on. I haven't been on this in a couple of days. And I saw you tag me in something where someone on Twitter says Amy Schumer equals MLK.
That's right.
What is that? Fuck yeah. That's fucking good.
Yeah.
I don't even need that to be explained.
Did you see the D&D one with the little cartoon with the princess?
I don't think I've seen that yet.
It's pretty funny. But speaking of D&D, we also have a real play 5th edition Dungeons and Dragons podcast called Same Crit Different Day. They are currently working through the Rime of the Frostmaiden quest line.
Yes.
That includes Kevin and Sarah and Wayne and what, Toof? Toof, are you on there?
Andrew,
that's right.
Andrew. Toof was on, like, we have a first campaign we started, but it was too hard to get everyone together where it was, we had Toof and Rania on there with us. I think that's like 7 or 8 episodes, maybe.
I listened to the first few. I need to catch up.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. That's my ass. Whoa.
Hey, quiet down, Deshaun. I'm not there yet.
Oh, yeah.
Big shout out to Australian Daniel for sending us all those Australian snacks to try, which I liked all of them except for the violet crumble.
Ugh, man,
I can't wait for it. I'm so excited. I might do a video review of them.
I didn't like any. No offense to Daniel, but I was not was not a fan of any.
I haven't tried them all. I gotta try them.
I do still love Daniel though.
Special thank you to everyone that has left us a review or a rating. That really means a lot to us. And if you haven't yet, if you enjoy the show and if you like any of the boys on here, any of them, leave us a 5-star review.
Give us
let
a
them
fucking
know.
Kiss or something.
Kiss us.
Yeah.
You know, get behind us and put your hands in our pockets.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe something will happen. I don't know. That could lead to something. Dude, remember how fucking awesome it was going to the bookmobile?
Oh, yeah.
Like in school, it's like, I don't give a fuck about the library when I was in school. I never want to set foot in there. Don't give a fuck. But if the bookmobile is there, which is just like, here's 10% of the library on fucking wheels, then I gotta be in that
I cared about the library too, but dude, the bookmobile was shit.
It was like, awesome.
Is the bookmobile where Scholastic book fairs were?
No. I think that was just the hallway.
Because as soon as I can get my hands on that fucking book of shit X-rayed, let me see what that fucking boat looks like, baby. Oh. What's on the inside?
Oh, I remember Tooth used to always get the Guinness Book of World Records out and just find all the fucking people that were fucked up, and he would laugh at them so much. And then you would just hear him cheesing out, and then you would hear the fucking copy machines going off because he would go over and scan the pictures and print like 20 copies of them.
Dude, I still have them. I was like going through when I was looking for scared shitless material, I found like the comic and old school shit. Dude, there's like the kids that have hair covering their whole face.
Yeah, dude, just hear as he's printing like 30 copies in the middle of the library, dude.
Fuck yeah.
And then he posts them up in the hallways and it says, have you seen this wizard?
Oh,
fuck yeah.
But I think that's everything for me, though. I don't want to keep going because I can see right now Tim looks like he has something he wants to say. So, Primo.
I got nothing.
All righty. Spence, you want to hit? I think what to do.
Words of wisdom.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, fuck yeah. Is that V to the E Extreme?
I love it, dude.
Fucking Vanilla Ice.
Oh.
Is this Cornholio?
It's cornhole.
Corn pop.
Yeah, I I had to go into this form to tell this story. We all live together with our boy Andrew, just for new listeners. We live with Andrew. He's just not on the podcast because we kicked him out.
Yeah.
Cuz he's been smelling lately.
He's lame.
So, have you guys heard the story of like? Have you guys heard the story of like the someone on Reddit I think started it, the poop knife story?
No.
What's a poop knife?
Yes, I've seen the poop.
Wait, what?
I've seen the poop knife story.
I say it's one of like Reddit's most famous things. So like, someone on Reddit, they're talking about, I don't know, weird things your family does, and they're like, "Well, our family has the poop knife," and everyone's like, "What the fuck is the poop knife?" And he's like, you guys don't keep a knife near the toilet to cut up your turds when they're too big?
That's awesome.
And it became huge. Like, everyone's like, holy shit, you're kidding, right? And I think he posted a picture of it, and I think he was serious.
It's just a knife? A they just cut the fucking turds up?
Hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Or maybe it was like a story, like he went to his friend's house and they didn't have a knife or something like that.
Huh.
And he thought that was weird.
Hey, where's your poop
knife? But
anyway.
So Andrew has like a I don't know what it was, maybe it's like a steak knife or a butcher's knife or something, but Andrew keeps a poop knife around and he fucking cuts our turds up and he doesn't wash that fucking knife, man. It's fucking disgusting. Yeah. And what pisses me the fuck off, and I was like, Andrew, you're off the pod until you correct your behavior, is when you would fart, Andrew would bring the knife around and wave it in the air so he can mix his little poop particle smells with yours, too.
Ugh.
And it was fucking disgusting. And we said, Andrew, get that out of our face. And he's like, no, I need to wave it around because this is a stank knife.
That's it. Hell yeah.
And if you're listening, Andrew, fucking wash it and you can come back on the pod.
Yeah, Andrew, come on.
Fuck yeah. And Andrew, when you die, we're going to cut off one of your legs and we're going to turn it into a knife. It's not going to be a steak knife, though. It's going to be the mistake knife.
Oh, got him.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Just joking. Got him. We love you, Andrew. Wow, that was a show. I didn't realize showing my love for Andrew would have been the showstopper.
Yeah, real silent.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Be good.
Stay
safe. I probably got to cut all that out.
it's
in
not
laugh
good.
In the dark stuff.
Hashtag wild man.
Yeah.
I was writing some jokes for season two of Chili Cartel. And one of them is where, like, Willie Stinkbait is reminiscing about his first date with Annie.
Yeah.
And he's like, remember when I took you on the first date and we were in D.C. and we went to the Holocaust Museum? And I tried to impress you by making a joke at the ticket vendor when he said how much it was. And I yelled, God damn, this Holocaust way too much to get in.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Something along the lines of that.
Fuck yeah.
And then he also, one of the other jokes is that he steals a pair of the shoes. And he says, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, God. It's so wrong.
Fuck
but
yeah.
All righty.
The generic Judeo-Christian Lord.
I found him. His name is Catboy Cammy.
Who the fuck is that?
All I see is black face.
Catboy?
He got popular off chat. Oh, Omegle? How you say? Omgle?
Catboy Cammy?
Yeah.
What the fuck
Cat is... Catboy Cammy.
God. He's Australian. Also known as Lolly Socks.
No, fuck yeah.
Oh, dude. I was trying to think
Socks,
of... I was trying to think of something funny, and it's
was
like it's
Chris
Hotel...
Leo?
It's Hotel California, but it's like... It's Jeffrey Epstein singing it, and it's like, so like the joke is, it's like on a dark deserted island or something like that.
Yeah.
But the whole point of the whole joke is because he goes, warm smell of Lolitas rising up through the air.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Goddamn.
So good.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, there's more lines, but I don't really remember them.
I support it.
Yeah.
Sure. That's like, well, man, I got to pee, though, guys.
Honestly.
All right, I'm shutting her down.